Hare Krishna. Reading from Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhya Lila, Chapter 7. The Lord begins his South Indian tour, his tour of South India. So he began, he left Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. He's in Alalanath on his way south, and he began chanting. And all around, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who was also known as Gaura Hari, people began to shout the holy name of Hari. Lord Chaitanya, immersed in his usual ecstasy of love, danced in the midst of them. The body of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was naturally very beautiful. It was like molten gold dressed in saffron cloth. Indeed, he was most beautiful for being ornamented with the ecstatic symptoms which caused his bodily hair to stand on end, tears to well up in his eyes, and his body to tremble and perspire all over. Everyone present was astonished to see Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's dancing and his bodily transformations. Whoever came did not want to return home. Everyone, including children, old men and women, they began to dance and to chant the holy names of Sri Krishna and Gopal. In this way, they all floated in the ocean of love of Godhead. Upon seeing the chanting and dancing of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Lord Nityananda predicted that later they would be dancing and chanting in every village. Here is Srila Prabhupada's purport. This prediction of Sri Nityananda Prabhu is applicable not only in India, but also all over the world. That is now happening by His grace. The members of the International Society for Krishna Consciousness are now traveling from one village to another in the Western countries and are even carrying the deity with them. These devotees distribute various literatures all over the world. We hope that these devotees who are preaching the message of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu will very seriously follow strictly in his footsteps. If they follow the rules and regulations and chant 16 rounds daily, their endeavor to preach the cult of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu will certainly be successful. Continuing. Seeing that it was already getting late, Lord Nityananda Prabhu, the spiritual master, invented a means to disperse the crowd. When Lord Nityananda Prabhu took Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu for lunch at noon, everyone came running around them. After finishing their baths, they returned at noon to the temple. Admitting his own men, Sri Nityananda Prabhu closed the outside door. Gopinath Acharya then brought prasadam for the two lords to eat, and after they had eaten, the remnants of the food were distributed to all the devotees. Hearing about this, everyone there came to the outside door, and they began to chant the holy name, Hari Hari. Thus, there was a tumultuous sound. And after lunch, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu made them open the door. In this way, everyone received his audience, his darshan, with great pleasure. The people came and went until evening, and all of them became Vaishnava devotees and began to chant and dance. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu then passed the night there and discussed the pastimes of Lord Krishna with his devotees with great pleasure. The next morning, after taking his bath, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu started on his South India tour. He bade farewell to the devotees by embracing them. Although they all fell to the ground unconscious, the Lord did not turn to see them, but proceeded onward. In separation, the Lord became very much perturbed and walked on unhappily. His servant, Krishnadas, who was carrying his water pot, followed behind. Bhakta gana upavasi tahani rahila ara dine duke hana nila chele aila. All the devotees remained there and fasted. and the next day they all unhappily returned to Jagannath Puri. Almost like a mad lion, Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went on his tour filled with ecstatic love and performing sankirtana, chanting Krishna's names as follows. Krishna, 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 hey, Krishna, 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 hey, Krishna, 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 Raksamam, Krishna, 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 Pahimam, Rama Raghava, Rama Raghava, Rama Raghava, Raksamam, Krishna Keshava, Krishna Keshava, Krishna Keshava, Pahimam. O Lord Ram, O Lord Krishna, please protect me and maintain me. He also chanted, Rama Raghava, Rama Raghava, Rama Raghava, Raksamam. Krishna Keshava, Krishna Keshava, Krishna Keshava, Pahimam. That is, O Lord Ram, descendant of King Raghu, please protect me, O Krishna, O Keshava, killer of the Kesi demon. Please maintain me. Krishna, 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 hey. Krishna, 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 hey. Krishna, 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 Raksamam. Krishna, 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 Pahimam. Chanting this verse, Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, known as Gaudahari, went on his way. As soon as he saw someone, he would request him to chant Hari, Hari. Whoever heard the Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu chant Hari, Hari, also chanted the holy name of Lord Hari and Krishna. In this way, they all followed the Lord, very eager to see him. After some time, the Lord would embrace these people and bid them return home, having invested each of them with spiritual potency. Here is Srila Prabhupada's purport. In his Amrita Pravabhasya, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur explains that this spiritual potency is the essence of the pleasure potency and the knowledge potency. By these two potencies, one is empowered with devotional service. Lord Krishna himself, or his representative, the unalloyed devotee, can mercifully bestow these combined potencies upon any man. Being thus empowered with such potencies, one can become an unalloyed devotee of the Lord. Anyone favored by Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was empowered with this bhakti shakti. Thus, the Lord's followers were able to preach Krishna consciousness by divine grace. Continuing, each of these empowered persons would return to his own village, always chanting the holy name of Krishna, and sometimes laughing, crying, and dancing. Such an empowered person would request everyone and anyone, whoever he saw, to chant the holy name of Krishna. In this way, all the villagers would also become devotees of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Here is Srila Prabhupada's purport. In order to become an empowered preacher, one must be favored by Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu or his devotee, the spiritual master. One must always request everyone to chant the Maha Mantra. In this way, such a person can convert others to Vaishnavism, showing them how to become pure devotees of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. People from different villages who came to see such an empowered individual would become like him simply by seeing him and receiving the mercy of his glance. When each of these newly empowered individuals returned to his own village, he also converted the villagers into devotees. And when others came from different villages to see him, they were also converted. In this way, as empowered men went from one village to another, all the people of South India became devotees. Thus many hundreds of people became Vaishnavas when they passed the Lord on the way and were embraced by him. In whatever village Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu stayed to accept alms, many people came to see him. By the mercy of the Supreme Lord, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, everyone became a first-class devotee. Later, they became teachers or spiritual masters and liberated the entire world. In this way, the Lord went to the extreme southern part of India and he converted all the provinces to Vaishnavism. Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu did not manifest his spiritual potencies at Navadvip, but he did manifest them in South India and liberated all the people there. Here is Srila Prabhupada's purport. At that time, there were many smart and non-devotee followers of Vedic rituals at the holy place of Navadvip, which was also the birthplace of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Followers of the Smriti Shastra called Smartas. Most of them are non-devotees, and their main business is following the Brahminical principles strictly. However, they are not enlightened in devotional service. In Navadvip, all the learned scholars are followers of the Smriti Shastra, and Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu did not attempt to convert them. Therefore, the author has remarked that the spiritual potency Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu of the spiritual potency Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu did not manifest at Navadvip was by his grace manifested in South India. Thus everyone there became a Vaishnava. By this it is to be understood that people are really interested in preaching in a favorable situation. If the candidates for conversion are too disturbing, a preacher may not attempt to spread Krishna consciousness amongst them. It is better to go where the situation is more favorable. This Krishna consciousness movement was first attempted in India, but the people of India, being absorbed in political thoughts, did not take to it. They were entranced by the political leaders. We preferred, therefore, to come to the West. Following the orders of our spiritual master, and by the grace of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, this movement is becoming successful. Continuing, Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's empowering of others can be understood by one who is actually a devotee of the Lord and who has received his mercy. If one does not believe in the uncommon transcendental pastimes of the Lord, he is vanquished both in this world and in the next. Whatever I have stated about the beginning of the Lord's tour should also be understood to hold for as long as the Lord toured South India. Okay, we shall end here, and Krishna willing, we shall continue very soon. Hare Krishna. Okay, we shall end here, and Krishna willing, we shall continue very soon. Hare Krishna. Krishna willing, we shall continue very soon. Hare Krishna.